This is Chris Trotter, live from Wabash Valley Correctional Facility inside the Belly of the Beast. And I feel good today. We're celebrating Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday, and it marks a very important milestone in the history of this country. But I also feel sad in a way. Even though we have to recognize the enslavement and slaves that existed in this country of African Americans, that we can't just be satisfied with Juneteenth. The true day abolished slavery in a physical sense, but we're still enslaved in an economical sense. And this is my personal belief. We're not free till everyone is free. And what I mean by that, when I say everyone, I mean Black people, brown people, Asian people, white people, all people that have been oppressed by this capitalist imperialist system. Until everyone is free, none of us are truly free up under this capitalist imperialist system. None of us are truly economically free when 1% of the people own the majority of the country's wealth. None of us are free from racism that's institutionalized up under this capitalist imperialist system. No woman is free from the sexist patriarch that exists up under this capitalist imperialist system. So no gay person is truly free. And no one around the world is truly free until we have a revolution. See, today, we're connected more so than ever. With technology, we're just a button away from one another. And just imagine if we had revolution all over the world. So while we celebrate Juneteenth, let us not forget, it's not over. Slavery still exists. Oppression still exists up under this capitalist imperialist system. It's not just about color. It's about the people that own the majority of the wealth that's oppressing the majority of the people in this country and around the world. Again, we're not free till we're all free. And that's everybody. Thank you for listening to me. I'm inside the Belly of the Beast. And again, it's a step in the right direction. But we have a long way to go. Until we dismantle this capitalist imperialist system and put in place a system that truly meets the needs of the people, none of us will ever be free. Again, I'm doing okay at Wabash. People have to be aware that COVID is still out here. You know, people are still catching it. They're trying to downplay it in the prisons just as well as they're doing out in society. And I'm still trying to work on my case to liberate myself from this belly of the beast, but I'm standing strong. So thank y'all for listening to me, and I wish everyone the best out there. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.